David Aldous. David Aldous.
Non-stop worship, 24 hours a day. Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Worship Radio 247 podcast, bringing you worship and the Word of God right here on this platform.
24/7 worship and contemporary Christian music, and taking the Father's love to the world. This is Worship Radio 247.
Worship Radio 247.
Taking the Father's love to the world through the power of media. Worship Radio 247.
Good news. In fact, great news. From the end of June, we can announce Worship Radio 247 will be going live once again. It has taken painstaking hours of work by Martin to prepare the new software we will be using. He is now finalizing all we need to be able to bring you live programming for Worship Radio 247. Isn't that great news? We've been broadcasting on Worship Radio 247 now for almost 10 years. On the 16th of July, it will be our 10th birthday, and as such, we will be required to pay our PRS license. And because of this, we're coming to you, our listeners, to help us pay this quite substantial bill. We would love you to ask the Lord how much you can donate. It's easy to donate too. Just go to the website at www.worshipradio247.org. Click on donate. Choose the amount you would like to pay, and that's it. It would be helping the ministry and would allow us to continue broadcasting and worshipping with you. Please prayerfully consider how much you can donate. We'd love to hear from you as well. Email us at the studio. studio@worshipradio247.org. With your help, we will continue to broadcast the Worship Radio 247 podcast, bring you live broadcasts on our radio station, Worship Radio 247, and to continue to send TV programs around the globe with Worship TV. Worship Radio 247, taking the Father's love to the world through the power of media.
Hi there, and welcome to Worship Radio 247, the podcast. It is great to get your company. Thank you for joining us today. We're going to have a good time. We're going to worship God in spirit and in truth, and I'll bring you Agape Love and Part 3. That is all coming up today. I'll bring you worship from Cella, and not only that, some worship from Hillsong as well. It would be great to hear from you. If you'd like to send us an email, this is the email address to send to. It is studio@worshipradio247.org. That's studio@worshipradio247.org. Whatever the reason, if you'd like to send an email because you'd like some prayer, we would love to do that for you. But right now, to get the ball rolling, we're going to worship God in spirit and in truth. This is a wonderful, wonderful song from Cella. And to get us in the mood, this is a great song. It's called Oh, the Deep, Deep Love of Jesus. And that is what we are all about, the love of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
That is Sell Up here on the Worship Radio 247 podcast. And oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus. Coming next, I'm going to bring you Agape Love and part three. Today, we take a look at John's Gospel, the 13th chapter, verses 34 and 35. Jesus's final farewell. That comes next. We come to the daily devotional here on Worship Radio 247 online. And we come to Agape Love, part three. I just love saying that word, Agape Love. Funnily enough, it's like having a title of Love, Love, for Agape means love in Greek. So it's like saying Love, Love. But love is so important. Turn with me to Scripture and the Gospel of John, chapter 13. And we're going to look at verse 34 and verse 35. And Jesus is talking. My Bible titles this Jesus' final farewell. And he says this. Actually, I'm going to go from verse 33. He says this. Dear children, I will be with you only a little longer. But as I told the Jewish leaders, you will search for me. But you can't come where I am going. Now imagine, I'm not going to go any further than that for a second, but imagine you were one of the 12. Just imagine you were listening to Jesus talking. Just imagine this. You've been following this guy for 3 years, and you love him so much. Your love for him knows no bounds. You just look at him, and you just want to be with him every second of the day. That's how much you love him. And then he says this. As I told the Jewish leaders, you will search for me, but you can't come where I'm going. Dear children, I will be with you only a little longer. And you're going, no. No. Don't go. Don't go, Jesus. Please don't go. Don't go. Whatever you do, stay here. Don't go anywhere. And then he says this. So now I'm giving you a new commandment. Love each other. Just as I have loved you, you should love each other. Beloved, I see something here that I've never seen before. Oh, Lord, why haven't I seen this before? This is exciting. This is so exciting. Because I thought agape love, I thought agape was confined to God.
I thought unconditional love was only a love that comes from God for us. Look at what Scripture is telling you now. Look at this. Look at it. It says, love each other. I'm giving you a new commandment. Love each other. Have you got that? So you hear that? Jesus is saying to you, love each other. That's what he's saying. Now watch. Just as I have loved you, you should love each other. Jesus has loved you with an agape love. Would you agree? Well, of course you do. You know he has. You know it's unconditional. And now he's saying this. He's saying this to you today. This is so, so exciting, I can't tell you. Just as I have loved you, you should love each other. And then he says this. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. There's the proof. There's the proof. If you ever wanted to show someone else in your life that you are born again of the Spirit of God, if you ever wanted to show someone else in your life the badge that says you love God, it's right here. It's right here, right now. Just as I have loved you, you should love one another. And note that word there, should. You should. That's what you should be doing. You should be loving your brothers and sisters. You should be loving those less fortunate than you. You should be loving that tramp on the street who has got nowhere to go and no money. You should be loving your government. You should be loving your president. You should be loving your prime minister. And when I'm saying that, believe you me, I'm talking to me here. You should be loving. Now you might well say to me, David, I love people. I love people. I love people. Yeah, but do you love them unconditionally? In other words, if they say to you, I don't love you anymore, I don't want to know you anymore, I want nothing more to do with you, you and I, we're done. Can you say, but I still love you? And that will never end. I think back to the time when I had the utter privilege of sitting down with Nicky Cruz and interviewing him. Nicky Cruz now is a wonderful evangelist around the world. But one day, in the late 60s, Nicky Cruz was the head of the Mau Mau gang in New York, in Brooklyn, in New York. And they used to go around killing people. They were nasty. Nasty. Until a little preacher from Pennsylvania happened to drift into New York and to go amongst the gangs. And he went to Nicky Cruz and said, Nicky, I love you. And Nicky Cruz said to him, you come anywhere near me and I'll cut you into 1,000 pieces with my knife. And David Wilkerson said, You can cut me into 1,000 pieces, and each one of those pieces will scream, Nikki, I love you. That's not a love that comes from man. That is not a love that is manufactured by man. That is a love that comes from Almighty God. And the only way we are going to be able to love in that way, beloved, is to ask the Lord to help us. Because sometimes we meet people on our life's course that we don't like at all. That we don't like in any way, shape, or form. That person, oh dear, I don't like that person at all. Look what Jesus is saying here. Love each other. He's not just saying, love those people in your vicinity. He's not just saying you should be loving your neighbor. He's saying you should be loving those who you come into contact with. And I believe there are two loves. I believe there is an easy love. Those people in your life that it is so easy to love. Why? Because they're so lovely. And then those people in your life that aren't easy to love at all because they're very difficult. And hence you have the easy love and the difficult love. You may find that you meet someone you cannot stand. You're still called to love them. But I believe this. It doesn't mean to say you have to like them, but you have to love them. And Jesus is now saying we should be loving them with an unconditional love. That means whatever they throw at us, we have to continue to love. Whatever they say to us, we have to continue to love. Whatever they do to us, we have to continue to love. We have to keep on loving and loving and loving and loving and loving. Why? Because God first loved you. And he's saying to you now, you can do this, John. Philip. Sarah, Jeremiah, Israel, Peter, Laura, Jane, you can do this. Why? Because I called you to love in this way. So now, says Jesus, your Lord and Savior. Your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is saying to you, now I give you a new commandment. He's not saying, actually, guys, this is what I'd really like you to do. It'd be really neat if you could do this. He's commanding you. He is ordering you. He is your general in the army, and he is giving you an order. He is giving you that order now. He is saying to you, I am giving you a new commandment. Love each other. And then he says, just as I have loved you, you should love each other. Your love for one another will prove to the world what? That you are my disciples. Beloved, you want to love like that? Actually, I don't know why I'm asking you the question, because I'm telling you, you have no choice. If you decide you never want to listen to me again, do that. But I will not back off this. You have no choice. You have no choice. You have no choice. Say this. I have no choice. Say it now. I have no choice. Do you want to love like this? Are you going to take up this challenge today? Are you going to love like this? Say yes now. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'm taking up this challenge. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord! And say these words after me. Heavenly Father, today I have heard your word, and I say, yes, Lord. Teach me, Lord, how to love with an unconditional love. Teach me, O Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.
Such powerful words. And I know they're resonating in your hearts right now. And I give God the glory for that. Let's worship. This is Hillsong. And you crown the year.
You crown the year. Fields, brighter.
Oh, that is wonderful. That is Hillsong. And you crown the year. And those words you can get directly from Scripture, from Psalm 11, if you were interested. It's been great getting your company. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you'd like to comment, we would love to hear from you. You can send an email to this address, studio@worshipradio247.org. Or you can comment on the platform that you listen to this podcast. Until next time, bye-bye for now.
יברכך אדוני וישמרך. יאר אדוני פניו אליך ויחונקה. יישא אדוני פניו אליך וישם לך שלום.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.